Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
And the Pelican and Patient one, Black Reporter.
Yeah, well, I guess that's my new name now. Intelligent but Impatient one.
Yes, Pelican, but you're impatient. Right, yeah. That fits you to a T. Yes. You're the intelligent part of the show, but you like to cut people off. You like to bring stuff in from out of the blue.
Crush. Moving on.
Sorry.
Good evening, world.
Everyone to Faux
and welcome
Fantasy
back, Crushy
Radio.
Welcome back. How is your birthday week?
My birthday weekend was good. It was good.
Wait, hold on a second. Was it good or was it good?
It wasn't good. I didn't get my good. I got good. People came to my birthday was on last Wednesday, the 9th. I turned 31. I got me some birthday good. I did get me some birthday good. Shout out to him. And I slept the whole day. I slept. You would have thought I was pregnant the way I was sleeping. Like, I was knocked out. Couldn't keep my eyes open. But the party, I had I had me a little adult social on Saturday in Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
And It was good. I didn't get to get my good in, but I got it. I did my little fang bang. And we had fun. We took pictures. We, try to strip a man. We try to rape him.
And, of course, that's all going on phonefantasyradio.com.
Right. And it was cool. I really did appreciate people that came out. They showed love. Somebody actually bought me, they gave me, a nice little chain with a little stiletto on it. So, I like little costume jewelry, so it was cute. And, I had my ice cream cake on Sunday night, going into Monday. It was 12 noon. I'm like, you know what? I didn't even have cake and ice cream for my birthday. So to end the whole week of, I guess, celebration or just, acknowledgement, I had my cake tonight.
Okay.
That Monday. So it was.
Very cool.
Right. Turned out to be very cool.
Good.
So shout out to Swing a Lot, which is my group, Swing a Lot Swingers. Shout out to them. People came out that show love. We had a good time. We mingled. It was good to see new faces and old faces. And, we just had a decent time.
That's good for the folks up in the NYC.
Mm-hmm.
Or should I say in the tri-state area?
Huh?
First, I said, or should I say in the tri-state area?
Yeah, you could say in the tri-state area, NYC, tri-state, same difference.
Okay. What are we jamming John on tonight?
Well, first off, let me say, I just seen our girl Renee Nate's status. She says she don't know what happened to her today, but she's sick as hell, and she's trying to sleep. She says she's going to try and to sleep. She don't feel good at all.
Yeah, I saw that. She was saying that in the camp today that she was not feeling well at all. She was suffering with a headache for the past couple of days and everything. And, all you can say is just get better. So, Renee, you got our love.
Right. Shout out to Renee. She'll be back with us. All right. So, tonight, it was going to be real simple. We got some tunes for you. We also just talked about tonight's title is Big Misconception Big. So it's just basically big misconceptions on big. Basically, misconceptions or stereotypes they have for people in the plus size community. You know, as being a plus size woman, they think that, you know, you're unhealthy, you're depressed, you're so, you know, you're blah, blah, blah. And it really isn't the case for most people, especially nowadays. You know, sometimes they're built that way, sometimes it's medicine, sometimes they just don't know where to start.
Yep.
You know, like, you know, everybody, I don't care if you're big, small, medium, everybody has,
No, go ahead.
Oh, everybody has felt the need to change something about themselves. Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't care. The most secure person that has their insecurity, you know.
Yeah.
Something on their physical needed to be changed, whether it be their nose, their lips,
even
their
those
cheeks,
who do
eyebrows.
Not have any problems, according to our eyes, in
right.
their own eyes, they have problems galore.
They have problems, right. And then there's also a thing that, you know, that big people can't move quickly. They're not flexible enough. They, you know, they have all these stereotypes when it comes to people of the plus-size community. And it's just like, it's really not true. So we give people opportunity to call up, share their story, you know, chit-chat with us about it, and, you know, have you had to overcome certain things, you know, and this applies to, you know, big, small, men, women. You can give us a call at 805-830-8320. Free call, got free long. This is 805-830-8320. Okay.
And this radio program, of course, is unlike most radio programs where you can kind of push it to the edge to an extent.
Right, to an extent. You know, we want you to really keep it real, keep it honest. That's, you know, you speak your mind, you know what I mean? We want you to not get on here and then get in ignorant. I should say. Don't get on here and get ignorant. Right, don't get on here and get ignorant. But you can get on here, and if you feel like you need to express it and get very passionate about what you're saying, go ahead and express it. We're not going to stop you because this is the adult zone, which you have interest in. So, once again, the number is 805-830-8320. Also on our agenda, Hey, so fast!
Lady C.
Lady C, a.k.a. Miss Parker, a.k.a. She needs her own Facebook page.
I'm going to get one.
She needs a fan page.
But you need a fan page.
Right, you need a fan page. Lady C, a.k.a. Miss Parker, a.k.a. Lil Debbie. A.K.A. all that. So, also, I was going to say, something. Oh, well.
Is our boy?
Huh?
Is our boy yet?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
She said, yes, I'm hurting too bad, but I'll be there Thursday. So shout out to Miss Renee. She'll join
Girl,
in
thank,
the conversation.
Thank you, Renee.
The conversation. Right, this is not the conversation for you anyway. This is for big people around the store.
Look.
I'm just playing. We love Renee. One thing about this show is that we're size friendly.
friendly, because you will see that one thing about this show is once you become a member of this show, you're family. You know?
Right.
Everybody's family.
Right, you're on the board when it comes to the show. Shout out to Michelle Alford. She's an author. She got a couple books out there. She's also a poet. Her name is Poetic Energy. So shout out to her. She's showing me some love. She's the type of person I like this stuff. So, Lady C, how was your week last week?
It was nice. Interesting. It was nice.
What you do over the weekend? Like, I party because it was my birthday, so I had a little swing party in Long Island. You know, we did our thing, had a little fun and stuff. So, what did you do?
I went to a meeting and met some people just around the house. I don't do the going out because I don't have anybody to go out with, so... And it's not a big deal for me. So it's okay to stay home. I would like to go on a date, but I have no one who wants to take me out on a date. They just want to do a booty ball. I'm going to do a ball by myself. I don't want
to. Pull myself up.
Mind you, if you were a little bit closer, she would have somebody to go out with. But
I'm going to call my cell phone and say, hey, me, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? Shout out to the time right now. The time is 9:11. Shout out to the time right now. What, Black Reporter?
I just did whatever.
All right, so that's going to be my show, actually, for next week. For Thursday. This is Tuesday, right? For Thursday, that was actually part of the show thing that I was going for. It's called Ain't No Half Stepping in Dating. Gotta say, just like that. That's my show for next for Thursday. So y'all can definitely tune in. We're not going to talk about it now, but it's Ain't No Half Stepping in Dating. You know, so. Think about
that.
Okay. Right, think about that. Mm-hmm. So, Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
You are in love with the plus size community. You love you some big old woman.
Yes, I am.
And you have
always have and always will be.
Right. You have been this way since you was a yee boy. Right. So,
a wee teenager, I'll put it like
right.
that.
Okay, but, you know, for the majority of your life, you always love big women. So,
yeah.
As you...
And you see, I like to say it's an acquired state. It's very important. I like to say it's an acquired taste.
Okay, it's an acquired taste. All right, fine. Now, I know for a fact, you know, it's the times you grew up in. It's different than the generation now. And I'm going to ask you this question. As you was growing up and, you know, your friends or your homeboy, they found out about your fetish, we'll say, because back then I guess it was considered a fetish. What was the misconceptions that a lot of your friends or guys had about you dating a large woman?
Well, first of all, when you're younger, you think that most larger ladies don't have the moves, the skills, whether it be on the dance floor or in the bedroom, to do what everybody else does. Au contraire, mon frère. You know, just like everybody else, they got the skills and then some.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's like people have these set positions on on what a big woman can do, and it's not so much what she can do on the outside, but it's what can be done on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then by the same token,
is that true? I mean, I'm gonna play devil's advocate right now. is that really true? Do you really feel that way? Do you feel that it really, so they, you know, they say beauty is only skin deep, but all of us have seen an ugly baby. You know what I mean? We've all at one point have said, oh my God, your child is ugly. Maybe not to their face, but at what? One time we've all been like, oh no. Like,
well, but, okay, Crush, let me ask you a question. And Lady C, you could chime in if you wish. How many times have either one of you heard, you'd be such a cute girl if you wasn't so big?
You're cute in the face.
Okay. I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm not a quote unquote oversized person, and I've heard that too much for plus size black women, you know. So that's one of the things, and then to understand that sexually a turn on. I mean, it's just like me and pink areolas. Make me sick.
Huh?
Pale skin.
Oh.
Pink areolas make me sick.
Who?
That's all. Huh?
Wait, what? Wait, repeat that. You lost.
Pink nipples.
They make you sick.
Pink nipples, yes.
They make you sick.
They make you sick.
Yeah. That's why I can never be with a white woman.
Pink nipples make black reporter. You should have kept
that one. Well, what's that got to do? Wait. I missed. What did you say before that? Because I missed. I got to listen to the archive.
Fake stereo.
All right. What did you say before that? After you said, okay, I'm going to, because you said, you know, some guys say that people, you know, you're cute in the face. And I said, yeah, some people, no, you said people think you're cute if you'd be cute if you wasn't so big, right? That's what you said.
Exactly. I mentioned the things that really turned me off. And that's why I was getting ready to say thin women just turned me off. But at the same time, pale skin, pink hair.
You don't like black women.
That's a big no-no. You know?
She's a big girl.
Huh?
She's a big girl.
Pale skin and pink areolas once again.
He just don't like the white. They can be big, small, or skinny. He just don't like, he don't like white girls.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you like Asians then?
No.
All right. Well, whatever. Everybody got the, you know, the different strokes, I guess. Yeah.
You're right. Different strokes in one
right.
way.
Different folks, I guess. You know. What? I don't know, like, dating-wise, I don't, like, at one point, I didn't even pay attention to color. It was just like, you know, I really did look like, you know, if you was lookable.
Well, don't be wrong. I mean, at a younger point in life, I probably was the same way, but as you get older,
mm-hmm.
your taste become more developed.
Mm-hmm.
And at my age of 52, you know, I know what I like, I know what I don't like, you know.
Mm. Okay, so I'm 31 right now, right? And I'm like,
okay.
I'm mixed on certain things as far as age-wise. I don't know how this turned into the conversation, but I'm mixed on certain things as far as age-wise. Like, you know, I don't mind dating somebody older than me. but I don't want him looking like my granddad. You know, like.
True. Okay, understandable. But Crush, can I tell you something?
Mm-hmm. No.
You're only 30. You're only 31, right?
Mhm.
And we already know that your sexual content is off the charts. Would that be easy to say?
No, but go ahead.
Huh?
No.
Go ahead.
I'm just wondering what's going to happen when you hit your 40s.
Pull out all the hair.
You know where I'm going with that, lady?
I'm going to pull all the hair I have left. I can already imagine. Like, I'm not. Like, right now, I don't know. I'm a late boomer. Yeah, that's hard, but that really is true. I think I'm a late boomer for certain things. When I turn 40, if I'm not getting what I need now, and I can just imagine what's going to happen when I turn 40, like, I'm just going to end up just doing wicked stuff.
I am very scared.
Me too. I'm gonna be on a lava life. I'm gonna be on a lava life. Like, oh, come over right now. You know, like I just like, if I'm not getting what I want now, like I can just imagine sexually wise. Yeah, I'm gonna be. And I thought about that too, and I'm like, you know, I'm a swinger right now. You know, I consider myself a swinger, and I'm very open
about 31.
Right, about my sexual preferences and appetite. But in all actuality, I don't think I have experience as much as people may think I have. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and when you around a certain set of people, and compared to them, I'm like the vanilla person. You know, certain stuff, I'm really, yeah. You know, to y'all, I'm the
Wait. Run that by me again.
Right. See, to y'all, because I'm open and I share with y'all, you know, things that I've done, and I'm very open, and I put stuff out there, and like, you know, I don't hold nothing back. To y'all, I'm way out there. I'm, you know, I'm the one out there. But as far as I'm concerned,
Crush,
I feel like I'm the vanilla one.
Two words that I would never put two words that I would never put together would be Crush and vanilla.
Right. But there's a lot of stuff I haven't even experienced yet that I would love to experience. But that's another story. On that note, let's bring in... That's not a whole other show, but let's bring in some other folks that have their hand up. We have a lot of callers in right now. So we're going to bring in the 404. Welcome to Phone Fantasy Radio. I'm the Crush Heart, and we have Black Reporter and Lady C. State your name and where you're from.
Sean, repping BBW.
Here in Atlanta.
Sean, BBW.
How are you?
What's up, bro?
Doing all right. How are you?
I'm sorry, I cut you off. Where you from?
Huh?
Where you from?
Oh, well, I'm originally from Virginia, but now I'm living here in Atlanta.
Okay. Representing the A. All right. So,
yeah, all day
no,
long.
That's the ATL.
Huh?
I'm telling her to do it right. That's the ATL.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not. All right, Black Reporter. All right, so Sean, tonight we're talking about a little bit of everything, but the topic was big misconceptions on big. Basically, we're talking about those misconceptions, those stereotypes, and those myths that's out there about the plus size community. And, you know, from your name, we know that you are. A lover of the plus size woman. Are you a large man yourself?
Huh? What was the last part?
Are you a large man yourself?
No, I'm very small. I'm 162 pounds, baby.
Oh, okay.
So, okay.
How tall? 5'7".
You know, what are some misconceptions that you've come across or some stereotypes that you've come across when people find out that you are attracted to large beautiful women.
Well, honestly, I haven't came across any, thank God, you know, but I have read somewhere they, you know, talking about how they feel that, you know, some are not attractive. But I look at it like this. It don't matter what size you are, you know what I'm saying? You can be attractive, and other people are going to think that you're attractive, you know, and so on like that. So I look at it like this, that I love my BBWs, I love my SSBBW. You know, I will always rep them no matter what and with how people think. It doesn't even matter.
Right.
How old are you, bro?
Huh?
How old are you?
Oh, I'm 40. I just turned 40 October 3rd.
Aw, happy belated birthday.
Welcome to old folks.
Coming up as a kid, you know, I had, like, you know, stupid way of thinking, you know, when it came to big women, because I used to look at them as, you know, they stink and all this other stuff. I did think that. And I remember one time I had met this one girl, and we would talk. I did not know what she looked like on the other end, because I used to think that all big women, you know, as far as, and you can tell if you on the phone with one of all the breathing heavy and stuff like that. But that's my stupid, simple way of thinking back then. And I come to realize when she had told me that she was big, you know, I was like, you know, I started laughing. I said, "You joking, right?" And she ain't say nothing, you know, ever since then. We've been kicking it, you know, back then. So I can tell you one thing. If I can go back in time and visit that old Sean, I'd kick his ass and school him on some things to how it is compared to now.
Both power to you, bro.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
so,
I was married.
So between 18, so I say between 18 and knowing, I've just been loving big women since. Been loving them.
What I was going to say is I was married to a big woman for 23 years. And for the longest, I would tell people that all these women are complaining about this, complaining about the other. And it wasn't until midway through my marriage that I was able to, you know, for the first part of my marriage, I was able to say that my wife, who always was a healthy-sized woman, I mean, she had gotten up to, unfortunately, she got sick, so she got up to 400 pounds. But in her three, when she was in the 300-pound range, she was one of the healthiest women I knew, you know? And that was surprising. That was surprising.
All right, folks, you tune in to Fall Fantasy Radio live. We look for our charts at Black Reporter. And we have Sean repping BBW. We have Lady C and Black Reporter. And right now we're going to invite the 614 on air with us right now. And let me get his two fists in. What's up, J-O-H-N?
What's up? How's your birthday go, birthday girl?
Well, my birthday was 12. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
What's up, John?
Not much. What's up, Black Reporter?
Lady C said hi, John.
Oh, I miss her voice all the time.
How you doing, John?
You too.
How you feeling, John?
Oh, I feel good.
Go talk to John. What's up?
Okay, John, you love you some big one. John, what are some misconceptions or stereotypes that you've come across as far as dealing with the big girl community or big people community?
I ain't gonna mention I've had a lot of friends. I ain't going to mention their names because they ain't my friends no more. But we went somewhere, case in point, this one dude. The girl was built like a brick shit house, very nice looking. And because she was big, he said he wouldn't hit that. I said, it's not that. I mean, how the hell can you not want to hit something if it's there's more there to love? You know.
That's right.
I mean, it's man, I was looking at some of your new pictures on Facebook, and and I'm at the library, and these guys, I forgot, man, they was looking over my shoulder, and I was kind of going back to the ones with the pop cans in your mouth, and I had to kind of shut it off real fast, because the security guard said, what's going on over there? I said, oh, nothing, I'm just looking up some family pictures. But no, if anybody wants a look at a good flick, it's called The Little People, go to dailymotion.com. It's cute.
The Little People.
It's La Crush, Mike, remember, it's one of her past guests. It's got some nice little videos on Daily Motion you can look up. It's called The Little People, starring a.k.a. The World's Largest Breast, Miss Norma.
Uh-huh.
It's very nice.
Okay.
Yeah, he likes it for Miss Norma. Shout out to Miss
Norma. No, what about that one lady you had? Hey, what about that one woman you were going to have on the show with the big booty?
She came on a show, Supreme Diva.
Yeah, get her back on, man. Miss Diva.
She said she wanted to come back on, so yeah, she's out there.
Oh, man, I don't know which would come more, me or her. Damn.
Now you were saying. Yeah, she is.
She's on Facebook.
You were saying. You were saying a minute ago that the previous woman got some large breasts, not larger than my girl. Why did I draw a blank? She was a guest last year, Crush. She's one of the guests last year.
Norma Stitt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
In the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
No, but
all
you
right.
Gotta
Black reporter, keep up.
Yes, ma'am. What?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
I have a question, LaCrush. What made you try that little can trick, whatever you can put it in your mouth?
Yeah, come on, baby.
I've been wanting to know this for a while now,
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be wondering, damn, does her jaws be hurting? I mean, what is going on?
Oh, my teeth.
I was really, really sitting here one day. And I was bored out my mind. When I tell you I was bored, I was just completely bored. And the can just happened to be on the side. Yeah, the can just happened to be on the side of the table. And I was actually on cam. I believe I was doing a webcam show or something like that. And I just said,
Oh, yeah.
And it went in.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, shit, look at this. And I was like,
there ain't something else to that stuff?
I really didn't think they were going to do it. I believe it's
okay. So,
right.
So when
it was
you
just
first,
when I first did it, it was really just boredom, and I was like,
okay.
And then I
that
was
important. That's interesting.
Right, and I.
Can you do that with tennis balls?
I'm doing it with tennis balls.
Wow.
You just started asking me to do tropical cans. Different brands.
It is an art form.
So that's why I got different brand cans. But it was just me having fun. Right.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Yeah,
right.
I'm going to hear you.
All right, folks. We're going to go into our next set, and then we're going to come back and we're going to see our conversation. You're tuned into Phone Face Radio Live on the Crush and Black Reporter. The number to call in, 805-830-8320. 8320. All right. My first song of the night. I don't know. My first song of the night.
Who the hell is rattling paper?
I don't know.
This is DJ Mike Major representing Bottom Music DJs. I'm checking out Phone Fantasy Radio with a super fluffy flirt, Miss LaCrush Hart. Do you think, baby girl?
That's me.
Oh, and Black Report, my bad.
I was about to say.
Oh, welcome back. Oh, my goodness. We got Sean repping BBW out of the ATL. We got Lady C out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And we got my co-host, the intelligent and impatient Black Reporter.
That'd be me. That was Mr.
Yeah.
Do me, baby. Right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. And yes, we do play music here also. And
right.
To that, Crush?
Right. We had Melissa Morgan do me, baby. Before that, we had Cheryl with Encore. That's my favorite song. I had to play that. Sorry, I had to start the night off with that because that just gets me in the mood. Just get me popping. It gets me popping.
No.
Anyway.
What you really need to play, Crush, and this was a request for future shows, is the original Prince version of Do Me Baby.
Do Me Baby, Prince? Yeah, that's going to have to be for a later date, because I don't know why I can't find it.
Yeah.
What you going to say, Sean, before Black Report interrupts you? Twice.
Shut up.
Sean, you still with me?
Yes, I am. Going on,
baby. Okay, what you was going to say?
Hey, what's going on? Huh? What's the question?
What you was going to say? You was going to say something.
Oh, no, I wasn't. I'm just listening.
Okay. All right, Sean, I'm BBW.
All day, baby. All day. Loving it.
All day. Mm-hmm. Okay, so... tonight we're talking about misconceptions in the plus size community. Now, misconceptions, when we talk about plus size, we normally say BBW, and BBW normally refers to Big Beautiful Women, which is the acronym
right.
for that. However, there is something called the BHM, and we never get to speak about the BHM too much because, personally, I think they got it easy, but BHM stands for Big Handsome Men. And they out there, and they're doing their thing. They're doing big things. But in comparison of BBWs with BHM, I think BHM has it way easier than the big girls.
I've heard the same thing about BHM that I've heard about BBW. Like, the line I used Dory tonight, you'd be such a cute man if you didn't have so much weight on you.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay, first of all, a man should not be cute. Just saying.
That
just doesn't go together. A man should not be
right,
cute.
Right.
Let me just say it loosely.
Right.
But I do feel like if you're talking about a man, M-A-N,
yes,
yeah,
right. That's out of the question.
You should not be. He should not
now,
be cute. If you think the
now,
first thing that comes to mind, oh, he's cute, but he's not for you.
Mm.
If you're an adult, I think that. It's like if you guys, I know that's like judging a book by its cover, but shit, they do it to us. Just saying.
Now, I saw a show earlier this week. This is a news story on CNN. Done by Sanjay Gupta.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to know what the topic of the story was?
What was
An artist that you probably know very well, Crush.
I do.
One, a gentleman by the name of Fat Joe.
What about him?
Fat Joe, because so many of his compadres were passing away due to heart attacks.
Mm-hmm.
He's losing weight.
Yeah.
He's losing weight big time.
Yeah.
You know. So, but he's still going to be
he's
Fat
be,
Joe no matter
he's
what.
He's going to be Skinny Joe in a minute.
No, well, I mean, his appearance will be, but not his name. But he's seriously on the track of losing weight, eating more healthier foods, and that was the story. That's what the story was all about. About all his friends passing away
because of the way they would eat, the lifestyle they were living, and everything else.
Mm-hmm. But that's not new. We knew that from the beginning.
Yeah.
And recently, we just had a death in the hip hop community. Rest in peace, Heavy D passed away. Was it weight related? We do not know. We really don't know.
They're still doing autopsies on.
Right, they said turned up inconclusive, actually. So they really don't know what happened. They say he was having respiratory problems, and Eric Sermon of EPMD, another old school hip hop artist, he had a massive heart attack as well last week. And he's in the hospital recuperating right now. So shout out to EPMD and Heavy D. It was people like Heavy D. This is why I say big men had it so easy, because it was folks like Heavy D and Notorious B.I.G. and guys of size who actually, you know, they could come out, they can be successful, and the weight be the last thing on your mind. You know, Fat Joe. And Heavy D, he really, really blew people's minds when it came to breaking down stereotypes, because he was the first one out there. And when you see Heavy D dance, you was like, yes, I can do that. What size you was not messing with Heavy D. I don't care if you were small or skinny. Heavy D was moving in. And his background dancers, or the people in his team, they were smaller than him.
Smaller than
him, but he was a big guy in the middle, and he was keeping up with them, you know, doing the dance and going across the stage, back and forth, and just throwing it down. Like, Heavy D was one of those guys, the first publicly, you know, everybody knew Heavy D because he was dancing. You know, he was an overweight lover, and us giving him a name. He actually have a song called Overweight Lover.
Overweight Love in the House. That's right.
Overweight Love in the House. So he was really holding it down. I see we got the 347 in the area. I hope this is our good friend. Is that you, Britt?
Yeah, that's me.
What's up, Britt? How are you doing?
Pastor Britt.
What's up, Pastor?
How you doing, my dear?
Okay, I thought I lost y'all for a second. What's up, everybody?
What's up?
How you doing, Blake?
I'm doing all right. How's everybody? Hope everybody's doing well.
Yeah.
I was just listening to what you said about, you know, and I'm sitting here shouting out to myself because I was thinking about what you said about when you said about Heavy D, you know, and talking about Eric Sermon, and you know what I mean, like, you know, what Black Reporter said about Fat Joe and how he wants to lose all this weight and stuff like that. You know, it's one thing that, you know, we have to see, okay? You know, you have big women and you have big men. But I think the difference here is that, to be totally honest, to put it right out there on the table, black men don't go to the doctor. They don't go to the doctor.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay?
BBWs,
we at the doctor. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a heart problem, we know about it. You know what I'm saying? If there's a heart murmur, we know about it. If there's too much cholesterol, we know about it. You know, black men, for some reason, have a fear of going to the doctor. And because y'all so scared that they're going to stick something up your behind, you just decide not to go. You know? And let's be honest, for real. You know, they start talking about, let's do a routine prostate exam. Y'all freeze up and go crazy. Oh, my God. They're going to stick something up my butt. Well, as women, we go, we're poked, prodded, in every hole that we have.
Every hole.
We undergo colostomies and pap smears and all sorts of other procedures.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? And black men don't go to the doctor only because they're scared of that, I believe. You know?
Yeah, you're right.
And I think that had Eric Sermon took his behind to the doctor. You know what I'm saying? And I guess Heavy D was under the doctor's care. I don't know. We don't know. But, if these things are caught early, then something can be done about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to sit up there and, like, you know, just keep, who knows what Eric Sermon was eating? You know, he probably ate pork chops every day, you know, or had a cholesterol problem, ate eggs every day, didn't pay it no mind until he ended up, you know, strung out somewhere, fell out on the ground. So I think that black men need to go to the doctor. Stop being afraid and go to the doctor. Get a full physical. Because the older you get, now these guys are up in age now. You know, because technically they're about around, what, 40? It's time for them to have, you know, get their prostate checked. And, you know, around this age, you know, I've actually heard men say, well, I guess I'm going out of here then because I ain't letting nobody stick nothing up my butt. So you're going to end your life early because of what? You don't want to have a procedure, a medical procedure to keep you alive?
That can
I mean,
save your life, right?
Exactly. Women that undergo, what's the name, Crush? You know the thing, the breast exam. When we go for, God, I can't remember the name for nothing.
The mammogram.
But that machine, mammogram, that machine hurts, okay? It is literally something crushing one of your breasts. You know what I'm saying? It's uncomfortable, but you know what? You go through it so that you can see what's going on. And I think
that has to be exams, too. And not even that, y'all want to stick y'all with me in that booty. That's not even going to
exactly. So we got to take care of that. You know? Y'all want to go up in there, you know what I'm saying? And then want to tear it up once you get in. We got to take care of all that. So, you know, I think that, you know, if you're heavy, if you're going to be a plus size, you got to be cognizant of the doctor. You got to say, okay, let me get my regular checkups. Let me go make sure if this is right. You know, if you feel, you know, a tightness in your chest or whatever, don't sit up there and wait till you're falling out somewhere. Go to the emergency room. Get it checked out because it's best to get it checked out and be told stop eating so much bacon and eggs every day, you know, every day, than to be laid out like Eric Service. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or a stroke out or something like that on the ground. So I think it's something we all need to be aware of.
And
make
I don't
think that's what wake up in the next morning.
I don't even know, but I know for me, well, Big Pun, he was morbid obese. Like, he's pushing, you know, he was pushing 800 pounds. Like,
if you listen to him, when he rapped, he could barely rap. He had to take a breath at all.
He was pushing 800 pounds. And also, and the fact is, you know, and I guess, like, we don't know the medical history as far as, like, Big Pun is concerned. We just chalked it up as, you know what I mean? Like, we don't know what else underlined that he had. Nobody found out if he had diabetes, if he had high blood pressure, high cholesterol. We don't know any of those things. We just know that this man was pushing 800 pounds. Now, there are people out there, that can carry that weight, and there are people out there that can't carry that weight. And he was struggling with his weight. You know, for I don't know how many years, you know, all his life he's been struggling. But when he became in the spotlight, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he had to do all this running around and, you know, go here and go there and stuff like that. That also, when you just go from just sitting there to just jumping up and going like that, also plays a factor in it, too. They tell you to do it gradually. They tell you to do it gradually, you know, for you to be, you know, just chilling with your boys and rapping on the corner to, you know, going to press conferences and this and this one and doing this show and doing this tour and doing all this stuff, that also plays a big strain on the body. So we don't, like I
we
said,
don't
we don't
what
know
what these got. It could have been smoking weed, too. That does its damage as well, smoking weed. You know, so we don't know what you said, what they were doing to contribute to this. But I think that, like I said, you have to, if you're going to be a big person, you know, it comes with the territory. You got to watch your health. Because, you know, you could be big as I don't know what, but still be healthier than somebody who is skinny and don't ever go to the doctor. You know, everybody's body is different. But the other point I wanted to touch up on when you were, you know, because what the show was about, how, you know, the stereotypes with black. I'm not with black, we're like with big people. You know, I've encountered a couple. I don't know, one of the main reasons, things I encounter is that guys seem to think that since I'm big, I have money. Like, I always have money to, you know, I guess to eat or whatever. I guess they figure if you're big, you always got money to eat. You know, or like, you know, I'm some, I've even had, I've had the thing with the money. They think I always have money. And for some reason, they seem to think that big women are like, we'll do anything to keep a man because we're big.
That's negative. You're gonna, and then you also think that you're gonna take anything from anybody. Like you're supposed to, you know, like who do you think you are? You know, you're supposed to, you know, I'm giving you the time of day, so you should, you know.
Exactly. Oh yeah, I've had that too.
You're giving me the time of day.
That's from them pretty boys.
I'm pushing 400 pounds. You think that? Listen, I can get dick from anywhere, and I keep telling people that. Like, don't sleep with a big girl. Boom, boom. Like, this is going on, not from just like, oh, big girls is popping now. Big girls have popped since the beginning of the time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just now, y'all just seeing it. It's just an open now.
Mm-hmm.
But we've always been a nigga fetish.
Right, but what I don't understand is, I be hearing it a lot, you know, from big women where they be like, yeah, they want to be with me, but yeah, they too embarrassed to be with me out in the streets and kiss me and hold my hands and stuff like that. I think that's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you dating a big woman and if you out there represent yours, you know, hard, you know, hold her hands, kiss her, all
but
that, fuck what other people think or say.
I hear that, brother, but you know what? You got a lot of undercover BBW lovers out there. A lot of undercover brothers. I've had brothers who, when they were with their boys, it was like, you know, all about being a joke and ha, ha, ha. But when they see you alone, they trying to get with you.
All the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, what I started doing was.
Because they know the power of a BBW in bed.
But see, what I started doing was when I see a bunch of guys and they give me, I'm going to go and I'm going to holler at one in front of all his boys. Then I swear, if you ever seen a black man face turn red, he goes two ways. They get extremely mad or they get extremely embarrassed.
True
that.
Either way,
they turn red. That's my look on it. And on that note,
we're going to take a quick break just to let you know you listen to Foam Fancy Radio. With your host, The Crush Heart, and the one and only Black Reporter. We've also got Pastor Brick in the room, and a few other folks, Lady C, and a few other folks.
You got Lady C.
I did say Lady C, so.
You got Sean repping BBW.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And we also
got
another. Oh, go ahead,
sir. Give us a call at 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320, or hook us up on phonefantasyradio.com, and you can chat along with us and let us see where you're calling from and all this other good stuff. Come on and join the party, because we've got ourselves a very, very lively conversation here about size and the misconceptions and the misconceptions about size.
Stereotypes.
What it brings with it.
Myths and all that good stuff. On that note, we got another caller coming from the 763 area code. State your name and where you're from.
My name is Big Kirk.
Hello, I'm from
Lexington, Minnesota.
Very white.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hi.
Yeah, they was talking about big, beautiful black man that I had to get on here.
Representing.
Yeah, you talking about big, thick man who's having a hard time. Yeah.
Right. Tell us, now we got it from the horse's mouth, so to speak. We're talking about misconceptions. We're talking about stereotypes. We're talking about myths. And I personally, with Crush Heart, the host and owner of I have said that big, handsome men, BHMs, they actually got it easier than big girls.
They sure do.
How so?
You know, as far as acceptance,
they're well coming from a big black male. about 287 pounds. I just want to say that, you know, I was black.
Yeah,
I'm 6 foot even.
You're not big at all, baby.
Well, yeah, I'm 287 pounds. I'm big. I'm wide. But I just wanted to say that. Yeah, I wear a size 5X shirt. But I just wanted to say that we were. I just wanted to say on a big guy's point of view that, yeah, we have it hard as well, you know, because when we approach a woman, you know, and they looking at us as being wide, and they figure that we small downstairs. And I just wanted to say on a big black male's point of view that I was black way before, I got fat, so as far as the downside. As far as the downside,
bro. I like that.
I was black way before I got fat, and don't let the big size fool you. You know, I'm gonna love chicken until the day I die. But I was black way before I got fat, and I could measure up just like that little skinny dude. You know, I might can outlast him. Just give me a couple bottles of water. We still grown.
The wood on the side.
Yeah, when we go to the bar and stuff, and when we go to the restaurant, you ain't got to order no salad. Cause when I'm ordering, you can order. And they get that misconception in their head. This big dude, you know, I might got a couple sweat beads on my forehead, but I'm gonna bring me a towel and stuff. I'm gonna wipe it off, and I'm still smelling like the same Tommy Cologne or the David Dove cool water as the next guy, you know. My family and everybody, we from down south. We gonna have banana pudding and we gonna have chicken, but we still the same guy.
Where you from?
I moved further up north for a better life, but don't mistake it. You know, we still
you
here.
No, I was saying where you from.
Still here.
So you're a big old country boy, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
My father was from Guntown, Mississippi. My mother was from Greenville, South Carolina. I mean, we around, but we still here. Don't let the big waist fool you.
Go ahead, sweetheart. I want to know how he figured that they got it easier than, you know, how, you know, you figure that you don't have it easier than black women, BBWs do. Y'all have it easier than we got it.
No,
society accepts y'all easier than they accept us.
I'd rather play with big brothers than quicker than somebody would want to play with mine. I mean, you know what I mean. So yeah, I mean, y'all would have it way easier. You know, I got a big old butt. You know, I'd rather see one's big old butt than somebody looking at mine.
But what I'm talking about is the fact that society accepts you as a big dude. They say, okay, this is a big dude here. You know what I'm saying? Respect him because that's a big dude. A big woman is looked at as, oh, my gosh, she's so pathetic, and she probably didn't eat and eat and eat. And, you know, y'all are looked at as, okay, because I guess the way ours fills out, because it fills out in our hips and, you know, in our booty and all that other stuff. And while y'all are big,
girl,
y'all may have big stomachs. Okay,
really?
So that's how society treats it.
Well, you know what? That's probably true from the side that you're looking at. But when I go to work, there's just as many whites as it is blacks, and I see as many white men as black men turn around and look at that big busty black woman. You'd be surprised.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about, I'm talking about social acceptance. Like, where if you walk into a restaurant, they say, okay, you know, this is a big dude. Hey, big guy. First of all, they call you big guy. Hey, big guy, how you doing? And then when y'all go in, they give you like the, you know, it's kind of intimidating. You know, this big guy so far. You know, all right, he going to give you the best seat. You know what I'm saying? So you get the best seat in the house. When we walk up in there, it's like, okay, let's give her a table because she couldn't possibly fit in a booth. You understand what I'm saying?
I hear you on that.
You know, they'd be like, oh, we got a table. You'd be more comfortable at a table.
Well, let me ask you something. What about the downside?
Go ahead, doctor.
What about the downside, though? I mean, you can say that, but in the back of their mind, they could be thinking something like, yeah, okay, yeah, he big. He looks like he can fuck shit up. And he looks like he can eat some blah, blah, blah. But still, I still say that it's equal. You know what I'm saying?
No, brother, because let me tell you something. You can me and you walk into a restaurant. If you order the chicken fingers and the chicken lo mein or lasagna or whatever, if you order two entrees, they're going to say, that's a big guy. He like to eat. Let me order two entrees and tell you how they're going to look at me. That's a fat-ass bitch. That's what they're going to say. They're going to be like, damn, that bitch is fat. Whoa, why she greedy? She having
food. No, you're right. I have seen that.
It's okay for you to eat two plates, but I can't eat two plates. You understand what I'm saying? So it's okay if you order that. It looks like, okay, you know, if I order the same thing, they're going to look at like, well, God, you going to eat all that? But they ain't going to question you. And you know what I'm saying? And you saying you're 280, brother, I weigh more than you. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So
and
it is a stereotype.
But you see, that's going to happen because of the fact.
And then you also have
the,
go ahead,
Black. I don't know. Wow, I was going to say that's going to happen because of the fact they feel, oh, shit, if I don't do what he says, he may try to beat me up when he gets off, when I get off or whatever.
Right.
You know,
I'm feeling you on that because I will choke someone if I'm not treated with respect. But I got you on that. I got you, you know. My mother, she was an obese woman. And you know what? She wouldn't expect respect. She would demand it. You know, she gonna have her two plates regardless. You know, and we gonna eat and we gonna sit down and we gonna have our entrees and we gonna have some dessert and maybe four, five, six, seven drinks with that. You know, but I understand your point of view and I sister, I really can relate to that. Because I have been in that situation,
but it's tough. We don't expect
respect; we demand it.
And we even get it from family, okay? Because at Thanksgiving, I know they're gonna pile your plate high, brother. You understand what I'm saying? Because you a big dude. I know. Oh, ain't no little mashed potatoes for me, fam. You gonna get a big plate? Let me pile my plate high like yours. They gonna look at you like, girl, you know you don't need to be eating all that.
Even as far as dating is concerned, you know how you just said, you know, the ladies order salad, you know, when you're going out on a date, and she orders a salad or she orders minimum, knowing she hungry, you know what I mean? Knowing she hungry, she orders a salad, and a lot of people don't understand, like, mentally, It gets kind of draining. Like, I don't want you to look at me, you know, it's already the fact that I'm big, and sometimes I don't feel comfortable in my skin as being a big woman.
But
like, let me finish what I'm saying. Okay. So, you know, sometimes, you know, you also got to look at the fact that, first of all, on the outside, you know, I'm crush heart. And there are times when, you know, I walk around here and my hair not done and my feet not done and my nails not done. And, oh, Lord, I swear I wish my stomach was just a little bit smaller. You know what I mean? We all have those thoughts. I don't care. The confidence woman, I don't care from Oprah to Monique to whoever you see out there. We all have these type of thoughts. You know what I mean? Oh, I wish my nose was a little smaller. I wish my titties was a little smaller. Or I wish this was a little bigger. We all have these thoughts. You know what I'm saying? So now you got me in the public. And I'm not even just thinking about, I'm not even just thinking about what you think of me, but now I got to think of what the whole restaurant is going to think of me if I order too much of something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have this pressure and I have this stress and that, you know, like, oh, you don't want to eat or you acting stuffed up or you, and it really don't be the case. It really just be my insecurities getting the best of me. And I don't want to feel some type of way. I don't want you looking at me some type of way because I done ordered me the big old steak that I was watering that I wanted to have. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Or even like, you know, you grab a pizza outside and you walk in eating a pizza. Well, we can't do that. You know
no,
what I'm saying?
We can't.
Like
oh,
that,
no, we can't do that.
Now, one is not manners. You know what I mean? Please eat outside. But if you're rushing, you're in a rush, and if you got a soda in your hand or you got something in your hand and you're eating it on a train or a bus, somebody going to look at you like, oh, no, she didn't. And I'm like, well, I didn't eat that all day. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't eat that all day. This is my first time eating today, and it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You know what I mean? So, you know, we have those things weighing in the back of our minds. Every person, I believe, every person, but we just deal in different ways. And women, you know, they're quick to pull our car. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. They're quick to pull our car before they're quick to pull a bigness.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
even as a child.
That was very
up, like,
valid. That was very valid. What's your name?
How you going to call my show? Don't know my name. No, I'm just
no, I'm saying
play.
That was very valid. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. Okay, this is your show. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know which one was talking. Well, I'm saying, this Thanksgiving, you come to a big person's house, girl, ain't no, you can stack your plate up as high as you want. Anybody going to say, no, I'm the chef, so I'm going to cook what you want. Just because you had a valid comment.
Maybe not say it loud, but you know what?
Valid.
They're going to still whisper. They're going to look at you. They're going to give you that look like.
Let them whisper, child. Look. When
right.
I was young and I couldn't afford that steak, I was worried about what somebody thought about me because I was counting pennies out of my pocket. But now that I can afford that steak, you can sit over there and say what you want because when I pull out my checkbook and pay for that steak, I'm going to ask for something else and maybe
Let
some dessert, too.
Because
you worry about what
nobody
thinks.
Okay, and eat like I really want to eat, your whole family going to look at me like, well, damn. And then as soon as I leave, somebody's going to be like, yo, don't bring that fat ass stuff up in here no more. She done ate all the food. You understand what I'm saying? So, exactly. She's going to be like, what? So the thing about it is that
they were saying that when you was leaving, though, didn't they?
Damn, you don't.
Oh, but see, even if they do say it when I was leaving, the point is, it was sad. It was said in the first place, whether I heard it or not. And it's not going to be said to no black man because y'all supposed to have an appetite. Y'all supposed to eat a whole pie.
Right.
Y'all supposed to.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
But us,
I ain't supposed to eat no whole pie. Okay,
right.
If I eat a whole pie, they'd be like, you ate the whole pie? A man can sit there and eat a whole pie, no questions asked. Let me sit down and eat a pie. They'd be like, you fat ass. You ate a whole pie? You don't care what I'm saying.
Can I just ask something real quick? Growing up in your kitchen, was there two sets of plates, two different sizes? It was that big 9-inch plate, and then it was that regular plate that everybody else used. But Daddy gave that big old plate. They gave Daddy that big old plate. They said,
yeah,
y'all
Daddy
got
was.
The big, he got the, it was like
and
a
Daddy
platter.
Got the big piece of chicken, too, when he got off work. You better not eat that big piece of chicken.
Right, you can run and you can
take
that.
Don't you dare touch that big piece of chicken.
You better not touch that big piece of chicken. You better get that wing and sit down.
Yep.
Right. It was always that big piece. So this is going on, not just as adults, but this is going on as a child. You know what I mean? And now that I'm an adult, this is what's weighing in the back of my mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, even as a grown up, I've always been a big kid. You know what I mean? But these are things, these are not saying insecurities, but these are the pressures that are, you know, being a big woman. You know what I mean? Now that I'm of age and, you know, coming with my territory, she's depressed. It can't be I'm just hungry.
Mm-hmm.
No, she's depressed. She don't have no friends. She don't love herself. She, you know, she's the most unhealthiest person. She did. And like Brick made a valid point, big women go to the doctor. I go to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Every 3 months, I got a doctor, and every 6 months, I get a patch. You get what I'm saying?
So we get a hangnail, we go to the doctor.
Right.
And second. Hold on a second. Now I'm going to interrupt y'all. I'm going to interrupt y'all because I will completely squash a misconception. Black men do go to the doctor now. I am one who has to go to the doctor constantly.
Well,
I am
a
type 1 diabetic.
You have to go.
That's right.
You have
to.
Yeah,
I have to go. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm talking about the guys that just don't even schedule an appointment at all until they get the sniffles or something's wrong. We're talking about you're supposed to go even when you're feeling good. You're still supposed
exactly.
to go to the doctor.
Well, I'm over 40 and I schedule an appointment. I have to be seen, you know, and they say that you have to be checked, you know, even when you're a big man and you have a big size chest, that we can get lumps in our chest as well.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need an appointment. I'd go, you know, just to check me out to make sure because, you know,
but that's good.
Just like Heavy D, we dropping like flies. You know,
yeah.
And a big friend
more
of mine.
More and more black men are going, though.
That's right. A big friend of mine.
But this
he
is
used
not
to play,
new.
News.
This has been going on for years. You know, this is not
yeah.
new
yeah.
news now. Black
yeah.
men have always had the lowest, you know, as far as like if it's not drugs or violence, you know, it's your health that's going to get you. You know, so this is
sister
not
you.
New news. But this
yes,
is just
sister, you are so right. We won't go to the hospital unless something is bothering us. And we,
exactly.
We need to
and
change
even
that.
Then we got
to,
like, hold
we
us
need
on
to change
down
that as black men, you know.
Yeah,
well,
watch
well,
it,
my
baby. You don't care.
All right.
Why Heavy D got to drop dead for y'all to realize this? You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Why Eric Sermon
yeah.
got to drop, you know, for y'all to realize this? You know, I mean, y'all watch the news. You know, you watching, you know, Dr. Oz be on TV talking his nonsense.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah. Speaking
y'all
of that show,
know
I was watching that show. I was watching that show,
but,
and he was telling me about
know,
lumps and this and lumps and that. Yeah, and you start feeling your body, and you feel a lump. You need to go. That's right, yeah.
That's the one thing.
That's
women will talk
right.
about it. We be in the nail shop. We be in the hair salon. We'll talk about, girl, I had to go get something checked and blah, blah, blah. Men, y'all sit
yeah.
in the barbershop and all y'all talk about is ass and porn. You know, y'all need to start
yeah.
talking about, yo, man, you got a good, you know, proctologist you can recommend me to. We'll sit there and trade gynecologist numbers. We'll trade this number, that number, referrals.
Yeah.
Y'all need to start having them conversations. Yeah.
Rick, that is
yeah.
not necessarily true anymore because
no, it's
one
not.
That's
not anymore.
That is one of the first places where they go to find black men. A group of black doctors have started going to barbershops on Saturdays to find black men to go get blood pressure checks, to go get blood sugar checks.
Exactly, Crush. Why they got to go find y'all?
The doctors come
yeah.
and find y'all. Y'all not looking for the doctors.
Thank you. You think the gynecologist walk into the nail salon and just start doing
that is something that we have to do as black men, as go to the doctor without somebody finding us. We do.
Brick, I'm not going.
You have to start doing that.
Brick, I'm not going. To y'all have to come to the nail salon talk about I giving out free pet smears. I'm not going to that clinic.
Exactly.
It wouldn't hurt.
They need to trick your ass.
If
you're with me, I'm going to have a van outside, a bus. I'll be like, free porn, come on in. Once y'all come in, I'd have to grab y'all and give y'all prostate exams.
Okay. I don't care if you have a fly for a 20% discount on a pet.
I'm going to tell you something. I went my first prostate, you know, and that guy, he stood behind me and he gave me my prostate. You know, I wish he'd have bought me dinner first the way he was all up in my behind like that. But now I feel like that I need that.
Come on.
As a 40-year-old black man, I need that.
Yo.
But the way he was back there, he had his fingers all up
exactly.
in my behind. I was like, man, you couldn't buy me dinner first without, you know.
Okay, can I ask y'all something? For real. All right, let me ask you something, brother. You have one of those guns. That thing is the size of a pencil. I've seen that thing they use. It's like the size of a pencil. Y'all be wanting to put them big 9-inch things up in us, okay? But you mean to tell me y'all breaking over something like the size of a pencil?
You're used to having something 9 inches in you, but when you back there playing with my booty
hole,
that's an outie. That's not an innie, honey.
That's what I'm talking about.
An outie. That's not an innie.
That's what I'm talking about.
A pap smear. that's different. I know you can't compare your pap smear to my butt check. I'm sure you're
not
doing that.
I'm talking about. I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Anal,
I ain't never been
anal.
In there before.
That's
I ain't never
what I'm
had
talking
nothing
about.
In there. Why you putting something in there? Right.
So why y'all be wanting to put that big thing in us back there?
Thank you.
Well, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's a whole nother segment, Doctor.
No,
but
that ain't a whole nother segment. It's universal.
Hey, that's next week's show. But what I'm saying is, that's an Audi. That's not an any, homeboy. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
But then y'all need to stop trying to go in it. Then stop trying to go in it.
Okay, so.
Did I get the wrong spot?
Ooh, did I get you there? Stop playing. Y'all need to stop.
So now.
Yeah,
so
we know
we'd
be all in there, but no, right. I understand.
Yeah, exactly.
So now, ladies, are we campaigning against anal sex right now? Is this
we should because they're not the
next week show.
We're not campaigning against it, but don't think just because we're a woman, we want it. Mm. You have a hole that's perfectly for you. It didn't say go in the outhole.
You know they men, they want it all. They want it all. Y'all want to dominate every orifice we have. Y'all want it all.
If they could put it in your ear, I think they would.
Y'all, they be looking at your ear funny like,
girl, y'all too much
now.
Hold on now.
I wonder. Looking at our nostrils.
Being a black greedy man, I have to agree with you, but we was talking about...
How wide do nostrils get? Let me see. How wide can that nostril get? Okay.
What we was talking about.
Right.
I'm going to call y'all next week. We're going to talk about something
else.
But right now, we was talking about.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to be able to find y'all brothers next week.
I'm gonna follow this because I really enjoyed y'all, but you know what we was talking about.
Okay, I have a question. We talk about everything
y'all,
on this show.
Y'all, God bless y'all.
We talk about everything on the show. We don't bite our tongues. You don't have to worry about holding your tongue. If you want to say it freely, you know, we just ask that you tell the truth. That's all we ask.
Exactly.
I'm with that.
But thank you very much for calling and representing for the BHMs on the show. So, you know, we actually needed that other side of point of view. Sorry, Sean, we love your point of view, but you're not a big guy, you know? Like.
No, I know. It's all good. It's all good. You don't have to apologize.
Yeah, so
we needed that
point of view. We definitely needed that point of view.
A BBW lover.
Thank y'all.
Can I ask the big guys a question? I got a question for the big guys. Then how come it is that why y'all always pick skinny women to get with?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Same reason why big women take skinny men. You need to get into the creases and the crevices. I'm sorry. Creases and crevices.
Okay.
Is that it? I'm just assuming that's my version of it. So what do you think?
Yeah.
That's it, right?
Well, I guess no one's going to answer, so I guess I will. I've never had nothing small.
Everybody else says this.
Right. No one said anything, so I guess I will. I've never had a small woman, but usually you get somebody that's smaller to stand next to you, so you can sort of look smaller, I suppose. But I've never had nothing smaller because if I did, I would be able to speak on it more, but I've never did. I was 11 years old, and the first time that I went on my winter dance, she outweighed me about 50 pounds, and I enjoyed her because she had snacks.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's another thing. You see, you don't start
like
it up,
her,
He said she had
like,
snacks. Y'all think we moved with Scooby snacks when I first?
She was well-dressed. She had great big cheeks. And she had a couple of Twinkies. I was like, come on, I'm going.
She be walking pulling. So you think that big women walk with Twinkies in their bra? And we be pulling out cheese doodles out our pocketbook?
But you know what, Rick? You can't lie. Big Mama always had candy, Brick.
We always got hard candy. Okay.
She even had coupons to the nearest restaurant.
We are no longer a music program. We are a variety talk show. Right.
No, it's not a variety sex show.
No, we're not just a sex show.
We're not just a sex show.
We have an interesting conversation, John. Sometimes we're an innuendo show.
Innuendo?
Man, you gotta get a Jerry Springer show first, man.
Because, you know, we may not necessarily come out and say it, but we'll leave it hanging in such a way that it'll make you go,
Leave it hanging,
black
reporter?
Let me hush. It means that you know what I'm talking about.
Let it hang.
Set yourselves up. Well, tonight, okay, so let me tell you about Thursday's show. Thursday's show is called Ain't No Half-Stepping in Dating. Okay?
And this show
to me is a campaign against these guys and gals. You know, I can't speak on the gals part, but I'll try. It's these guys and gals who compliment you, tell you how beautiful you are, how fly you are. They like you. They want to do this to you. They want to do that to you. They want to, you know, they want to do everything to you. And you turn around and you give them your number. You give my number.
Right.
Call, you know, let's call me. But they never ask you out.
We never
take it to the next step. We always get to that point. You know, they done blew my Facebook up with all these messages, and they want to talk to me, they want to do me.
Your phone is collecting dust.
Right, and then we exchange numbers or whatever, and we're texting now. They don't even call no more. They start texting you, okay? So now you're texting me, we're going back and forth, and we're talking about what we wish we could do, and how we wish we can meet up, and wish we can do this, and wish we could do that. It never gets to the point of, hey, you know what, let's go get us a drink or two. Or, you know, let's go to coffee or something. It never gets to the next point. Or you have those that do take you out, and y'all do go on that one date, and then that's it. Like, it's never, okay, you know what, it's not going to work out. Or it's like, oh, I'm going to talk to you later. And, you know, you hear about, you hear from
later, never gets there.
You hear from them three months later, a month later on Yahoo Messenger. Hey, what's up? What?
Damn.
Long time no chat. Well, niggas, you ain't called. It's never full circle. And I'm like, well, you know,
no call, no show.
And then you got you, lady. You know, I don't know about y'all ladies, but it has me thinking, like, you know, if it's not them, it's you. You know, they always say that, so you start doubting yourself. Like, wait, no, hold up. I think I did everything I'm supposed to. You know, so is it really me or is it really them? You know,
nah, never doubt yourself.
Right, so
that's just the ignorant side.
Right, this is the conversation we'll have this Thursday, 9 p.m. Right here for Fancy Radio Live.
I will be there.
Follow us on Facebook. Facebook.com/Hearts Radio, or you can hit me up on my personal Facebook page. Facebook.com/LaHart.
You can always hit me up on my Facebook page.
Black Reporter, right? Black Reporter got a Facebook page, but you got to search for him because we need to get him some friends.
I'm 2 away from 25.
Huh?
I'm 2 away from 25.
You're 2 away? Wow.
2 away.
Oh, Lord.
I'm 25. Please, somebody find Black Reporter. We're looking for
BLK
reporter.
One word.
Black reporter. Just look it up on Facebook.
Right.
Well, Black reporter. Maybe they can't spell reporter. That might be the problem. They don't know how to spell reporter.
That's nasty. You can have more people more intelligent than that, lady. R-E-P-O-R-T-E-R.
E-R-R.
Break it down,
reporter.
Or break it down for him. Break it down for him. Break it down for him.
But you said Black Reporter, BLK. So, you know, they might have thought it would be Phonics, too.
Hey, BLKREPORTER.
DER.
Black Reporter. Thank you very much.
Blue.
Now, we need to get Lady C with a like page.
Lady C is going to get a page. Give me
She's going to give you a page.
Lady
I'm definitely doing her Facebook page.
Little Debbie's going to get a page, okay?
Yay!
Oh, I am so scared. If Little Debbie gets a page, oh, my Lord. Lord,
oh,
no.
Yes.
And when I get a page, I bet y'all get 25 before you do.
Shut up. Shut up.
Also, people, I want to let people know that this year we are going to have a contest for Christmas.
Yay!
Bring mistletoe.
So,
wait a minute. What's the contest about?
So, we'll have a Christmas sweepstakes or New Year's sweepstakes. I think a New Year's sweepstakes. So, you know, if you haven't done it, you need to do it now. Go like us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/heartsradio, HEARTSRADIO. Like us right now on Facebook. So you can be part of the contest because it's only those that like us at Fall Fantasy Radio that's going to be part of the contest. And it's going to be a draw.
Just like the old, you got to be there to win.
Right, you got to be in it to win it. It's going to be a little lottery, and we're going to give out, like, a little presents and stuff like that.
Ooh.
Wow.
Do that, right? You know,
a little present? I want
it's
a big present.
A crush
is the present. Boy,
you can full fancy radio. That's all you can do.
Oh, boo.
The crush, I want a B.A.
Yeah, what is the first place prize though?
I haven't decided yet, but I'm thinking it's gonna be a Visa check, a gift card. A Visa gift card. With an undisclosed amount of money on it.
Ooh, oh, word.
Right.
Wow.
So you can use it anywhere, you know. I don't have to have your address, you know, so it'll be a Visa, you know, gift card with a disclosed amount of money. Huh?
I can use it anywhere?
You can use it anywhere, you know, store, anywhere you want to, supermarket, anywhere you want to.
Anywhere in the world.
Yay. Watch that,
cool.
Okay?
Watch what?
That's cool.
Can we use it at Frederick's?
That's what I'm talking about.
You can use it anywhere.
Can you use it at Babeland?
It's going to be it's like a debit card, you know, with a disclosed amount of money on it. That might be the first three, and it might actually be the first three gifts, one, two, and three. So.
The crush.
Yeah,
we have an adult store down here called Hearts.
Ow.
Ooh.
You're an asshole.
Now, is that in red stick? Are you talking about in red stick or in the flat?
In Baton Rouge.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
An adult store called Hearts. You can buy anything from a silver bullet to lace to the liquid to whatever you want to make you happy.
Nah, you can keep that silver bullet.
I think she will.
Don't sleep on them toys now, baby.
Exactly.
You gotta make sure your left hand don't know what your right hand's doing.
Ain't nothing like having that bullet.
That bullet not going into no gun. You can keep it.
Yeah, it comes with three speeds. Slow, medium, and blow my brains out.
If that bullet on high while you're deep in her, you never felt that grip it. It's going to,
ooh.
It can't come out the other end of the gun. You can keep it. No bullet.
ain't nothing like watching a girl please herself.
Okay, that's another conversation there.
Here you go, get all this. Nothing better.
That wasn't me. That wasn't me doing the poor.
You sound like you was exhaling there for a second, like you were actually getting off.
Flashback.
You closed your eyes like there's nothing better than you have a flashback.
He was trying to understand. I know I was.
Yes.
Rick. So
you sit there enunciate each word is nothing better. I'm like, dad.
he was excited about the thought.
Wasn't he though?
Yeah. He was so. The blood was rushing to his head.
I believe so. Hop on the phone.
Oh, the final
he
phone.
He said, "Don't sleep on
anymore.
That bullet." There's nothing
oh, the
better. Left. I was like, okay, damn.
It was
wow.
Okay.
Now you see, that's not me making all the breathing noises and the previous breathing noises
that.
Heard.
We know that's
John
doing.
Me, I'm sitting here listening to you guys. Oh, no, that's what she needs to do during that contest, man. So many winners could get autographed pictures of her with a beer can in her mouth.
Ooh.
Okay.
That picture, you started something with that damn picture, you know.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Who, me? Good luck, who, me?
You know you.
No, she got a better
one. With that damn picture.
Oh, honey, you got a
yeah.
better one where you're kneeling down and you got your head turned with a can in your mouth. You had a black outfit on.
Oh, well, you know, squatting down, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
No, I'm sorry. Even he can't help us now.
No, if I'm dying and I need a Mega-Wish Foundation, I know who I want to come and visit me before I die.
Ooh.
Yeah, but that serious.
Oh.
Wow.
Mega Wish Foundation.
Aww. Yeah, Mega Wish.
Oh, somebody did ask me, did you have a website though, Crush?
Huh?
Somebody asked me if you had a website.
Yeah, she's on Facebook.
I do, ain't nothing on it really, but superfluffypart.com.
She said nothing on it.
That's so the kid got people talking. I was like, damn.
Fantasyradio.com.
Could you teach me that? But anyway, that's another conversation.
I did have a video up, but it just you have to exercise to get to that.
Oh.
I'm trying to practice.
Hey.
Okay, who was doing that? Who was doing that?
There's a video on YouTube, actually.
Okay.
Who's making that noise?
You on YouTube doing that?
Yeah.
Well, damn.
Whoa, what's
Google
going on here?
Look at him. Don't tell him.
Look at John.
I got to hit before midnight. Don't tell him.
I'll find it and I'll put it on my page. But yeah, that's a YouTube
oh,
video.
Oh, my God.
I'll find it and put it on my page.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
How many hits it got?
I don't even know. Probably, I don't advertise, so I probably got that many hits.
Now you yeah, will after John see it.
I got Facebook, man. I got most of the. See, I got LaCroix,
Simone
Fox, Ivy Black.
Oh, wait a minute. It says LaCroix Hearts Eat Soda Can. And actually, it got 458 views.
Go ahead, girl.
Dang.
Go ahead, girl.
Oh, yeah.
I got one video who has. One of my videos have 4,000 views, but it's been up there for like
20 years. That's a lot. That's what's up.
I have 471 views. I have three likes. Yay!
And that's for no advertising.
Right, I have advertising. I just put it up on
Yeah, but you could put them pictures on MySpace, and they wouldn't do it like they did Facebook because
right.
of MySpace.
They deleted my Facebook page after I posted that video on there. The first thing.
No,
was...
put your video on MySpace. They won't block it like they do on Facebook.
They block it? They only can put the link up. I did it through YouTube, so.
Oh, no. Hey,
wait a minute. That country boy's still on the phone?
No, they will block some of the pictures.
Big country boy's still on the phone?
No, he hung up.
Oh, damn.
No, they got one woman that just joined Facebook, Miss Summer, L-A-S-H-A-Y. She's built like a brick shit house, too.
Back in old country way.
Yeah. Oh, hey. You gotta check out Facebook. She's on Facebook. You might have heard of her. Her name's Ivy Black. Very nice looking. And she's
mm-hmm.
big. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's black, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You like chocolate, John?
Oh,
that
definitely.
Mm.
Oh, okay. I'm saying. Just chocolate or all of it? Like the whole
if
rainbow?
You can't have it all. Why, if you can't eat it all, don't enjoy a little bit. Go all the way.
There you go.
Okay. No, I know that ain't coming from you, Black Reporter. There you go.
Look, I'm not going to deny it, and Crush knows if it's true. I love dark skinned ladies.
Ooh.
Okay.
No,
no,
once you go black, no, you got to put it this way. Once you go black, you ain't going back.
That's right.
We can't say that. We already going black. We don't go no other way.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. I went the other way. It was okay.
Well, Britt, you weren't here earlier when. Britt, you weren't here. Britt, you weren't here. Britt, you weren't here earlier when I said, if it ain't black, forget it.
That ain't
what you
said. That's not what
you
said.
No, you're right. That wasn't exactly what I said.
Black
Reporter,
you
said you don't like detail. That pink nipples make you want sick. You can't stand it.
Yeah, and that is true.
Well,
no,
he didn't
say exactly
nipples. True. He said areolas.
Areolas.
I don't like pink areolas. They make me sick.
That is exactly true. What is that, Crush?
What the hell is that, man?
Huh?
Somebody's having an orgasm.
All right, folks, we're down to the last 8 minutes of the show. Once again, we want to thank everybody who tuned in and joined the conversation. Phone Fantasy Radio Live on the Crush and Black Reporter. Special shout out to the 763 for coming through, representing for the big guys. I really appreciate the love. Also, shout out to Sean, Record BBW, for hanging out with us.
Thank you.
Right now, we're going to go around. We want everybody to say their shout out, final thoughts, and all that good stuff before we continue to our last conversation. Started with the 614, John. What's your final thoughts? Shout out.
You got a great show, hon. Keep it up. Love it. And all your guests, Black Reporter, and all your callers, especially Lady C. Love that voice, honey. Oh, I sleep better thinking about that voice. If I could wake up and you stand over me, I'd just think, take me to your leader. Hey, are you a part-time cop? You could arrest me, man. I got handcuffs at home.
Oh, my God.
That's too much. Okay. Go ahead, Lady C. Any shout outs, last final thoughts?
To all the BBWs, the BHMs. I love you guys and love yourself. No matter what the world says. Be happy.
Rick, any final thoughts?
Yeah, some shameless self-promotion. If you get a chance, check out my show tomorrow on Curvy Love Talk Radio. We're talking about sex, the good, the bad, and the insane. So if you want to come through, I know Black Reporter usually comes through and represent. Come through. I have an interesting show. I also want to give a shout-out to my Curvy family, Contessa. I hope your mother's doing well. Other than that, I had a good time on the show tonight, as usual. Yes,
Rick,
Black
phone number.
Phone number for the show is 724-444-7444. And you got to put in the code 92447. Put that in, and you'll be good to go.
Okay.
But check the Curvy page. I'll have everything put up on there.
Yeah,
and had a good time tonight. Y'all are cool. Y'all, as usual, y'all had me cracking up. Shout out to the big dude that got off the phone real quick. I wish I would have got your Facebook name or something. I'd have friended you. You sounded good. Other than that, that's it.
I need that number.
Can you put your Facebook page out there so people can look you up on Facebook, Rick?
You could just go to Curvy Love Talk Radio, search that out, leave a message for me there, and that's the official page for the station, Curvy, C-U-R-V-I, Love Talk Radio. Just search that out, and you'll find me.
Curvy what?
Love Talk Radio.
When you post it, I'll post it on my page too.
Real quick, I wanted to say thank you. I'm glad you survived the weekend crush.
Huh?
I hope you had a wonderful birthday.
Oh,
I would have came, but I had, you know, painters and decorators were in that week, so I couldn't come.
Oh.
Ooh.
And, Sean, any final thoughts you want
to
share?
Oh, thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it. I had fun.
Mm-hmm.
Big shout out to everybody that's on my page. You know, keep up
the
good work.
What's your page, sweetie? Because you sound really cute. What's your page?
Huh? Sean Reppin BBW. S-E-A-N. Reppin BBW. R-E-P-P-N BBW.
All right, I'll find it. You can see. All right.
I'll post it on my page so you can find it.
Word.
I'll post this page on my page tomorrow. All right, so I found my page.
Damn, you look good.
Oh, you found them? Okay. Okay, Black Reporter, final thoughts, shout out.
We want to thank all you folks for joining us on a bi-weekly basis. Those of you who are here, we couldn't do it without you. And if we did, it'd be boring as hell. So thank y'all for coming through for us and everything. So once again, we do it twice weekly, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central.
I want to give a shout-out to my co-host, Black Reporter, and long-time listeners, John and Brick and Lady C and, you know, those that didn't make it out. Blessed Child and Romaine and PG, Ruth Guys Entertainment. Shout out to Sean for joining us tonight. Hope you can join us Thursday as well, 9 p.m. So right back here, same number, 805-830-8320. Also, I want to give a big crush, super fluffy flirt shout out to all the big, handsome men out there that's getting the lack of love from the big, beautiful women. You know, y'all better have out there. Y'all representing. Y'all doing big things and wrong. So, you know, big shout out to the big girl community. And,
big shout out.
Shout out to our big man himself, Lee. He didn't get a chance to get to the show, but big shout out to Buddha.
Shout out to big women.
Mhm. And we're gonna have Ain't No Half Stepping and Dating on Thursday, and you know, we are looking for show topics, please. So visit us on Facebook, or you can send us an email at Fancy Radio.
And also, if you have any suggestions for the show, give us a call at 347. Oh, I just drew a blank that quick. But, okay, 347-855-7372. Shut up, baby. One more time. 347-855-7372. Call the
message.
Don't
pick a question about me. Give me a number.
All right. One more thing also. If you can please, all those that love Folk Fetish Radio.
Right, we're on the air, man. Wait till they're done.
Okay, yeah, I kind of block you if you want to stop interrupting me. All right, so one thing I have to ask, if you are a fan of Folk Fantasy Radio, you love Folk Fantasy Radio, and you want to shout out Folk Fantasy Radio, you can do so in our hot box that we'll play here. Give us a fantasy drop, 347-855-7372. Just leave a shout out, state your name and your location. Make sure there's no background noise, and make sure you leave no personal information. And, you know, we'll play it as a drop right here on Folk Fantasy Radio live. Make sure you mention my name, and you also mention Black Reporter name, because he is sensitive. 347-855-7372. What you say?
You say he's sensitive.
He's sensitive. You don't like forget his name.
Folk.
Oh, okay.
Folk. You
gotta say Folk Fantasy Radio live with LaCrush and Black Reporter. He gets upset when you forget the Black Reporter. So, you know, LaCrush and Black Reporter.
Wow. And as we go, what time there was has ceased to be. There is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about tomorrow. Isn't here. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in, because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you want to hear, you heard everything we played. Not going to run and tell that. On your face, put a big smile. We will see you in a little while. And until we meet again this Thursday, I should say, you are in and we are out.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.